Holy crap, have I been away for a while. But does it really fucking matter? I could have been sleeping from July 6th till last week without missing a fucking win for the Red Bulls. Shit, man, I could have been slept from May 1st till now and only missed 3 fucking wins. But holy shit, I would have missed 14 sweet-ass fucking ties. Sweet Jesus goddamn in the morning. Is this the end result of society's fucking coddling of the young? Of fucking participation ribbons and games that don't keep score so no one feels like a loser? Does all that build to this endless stream of fucking ties? Are the 2011 Red Bulls a harbinger of some dystopian future where draws are the only result that's allowed? Where that asshole and those dipshit fucking Buffalo Wild Wings commercials just keeps popping the sprinklers at key moments to preserve the goddamn tie? Maybe. I don't know the answer to these questions. What I do know, though, is that in the middle of this record-setting season of ties, of a fucking 3-14-5 record since the end of April, that's about to be 3-14-6 in 45 minutes thanks to the beatdown Real Salt Lake is currently administering, the Red Bulls decided it was an opportune time to jack up season ticket prices for 2012. Now, I understand that they aren't jacking them up across the board. I understand and appreciate that they're actually dropping ticket prices in a lot of spots in the upper deck. But Jesus Christ, in the midst of this performance, are you really going to try to jump prices on the good lower bowl seats? 200% in some areas? That's outrageous. Not to mention fucking stupid. That beautiful Red Bull Arena is not selling out now. There were a dozen stories about attendance problems at the beginning of the year. And the best way to ensure that becomes more of a problem is to raise prices. No small part of MLS's appeal is that it offers a wonderfully reasonable live experience. You start changing that or making people think it's changed and you're shooting yourself in the foot. Jeff and I have been planning season tickets for months now, but I'm not gonna lie, this is making us fucking think about it a little. I mean, who the fuck wants to pay increased rates so that the Red Bulls can continue to employ Rafa Marquez? I don't want to waste my hard-earned dollars on that overpaid ass clown, but I guess the price increase will be offset by the money I won't be spending on Red Bulls playoff tickets after they draw their way into an early fucking offseason. Hey, Red Bulls, guess what? How about you fucking draw me not opening my goddamn wallet? How about you win a goddamn game?